To see her there when I hadn't expected her, I felt a jolt as if I'd stepped on an electric wire. Surely it was only a matter of time before she found a way of humiliating me, even here in this giant hall amid hundreds of people. I didn't mind her making a fool of me in front of a crowd if it had to happen, but I couldn't bear the thought of looking like a fool in front of the chairman. I felt such a hotness in my throat I could hardly even pretend to listen when Nobu began telling me something about the two wrestlers climbing onto the mound. When I looked at Mameha, she flicked her eyes toward Hatsumomo and then said, "Chairman, forgive me, I have to excuse myself. It occurs to me Sayuri may want to do the same." She waited until Nobu was done with his story, and then I followed her out of the hall.
"Oh, Mameha-san, she's like a demon," I said.
"Corinne left more than an hour ago. She must have found Hatsumomo and sent her here. You ought to feel flattered, really, considering that Hatsumomo goes to so much trouble to torment you."
"I can't bear to have her make a fool of me in front of, well, in front of all these people."
"But if you do something she finds laughable, she'll leave you alone, don't you think?"
"Please, Mameha-san, don't make me embarrass myself."
We crossed a courtyard and were just about to climb the steps into the building where the toilets were housed, but Mameha led me some distance down a covered passageway instead. When we were out of earshot of anyone, she spoke quietly to me. "Nobu-san and the chairman have been great patrons of mine over the years. Heaven knows Nobu can be harsh with people he doesn't like, but he's as loyal to his friends as a retainer is to a feudal lord, and you'll never meet a more trustworthy man. Do you think Hatsumomo understands these qualities? All she sees when she looks at Nobu is Mr. Lizard, that's what she calls him."
"Mameha-san, I saw you with Mr. Lizard last night. Oh goodness, you look all splotchy, I think he's rubbing off on you. That sort of thing. Now, I don't care what you think of Nobu-san at the moment. In time, you'll come to see what a good man he is. But Hatsumomo may very well leave you alone if she thinks you've taken a strong liking to him."
I couldn't think how to respond to this. I wasn't even sure just yet what Mameha was asking me to do.
"Nobu-san has been talking to you about sumo for much of the afternoon," she went on. "For all anyone knows, you adore him. Now put on a show for Hatsumomo's benefit. Let her think you're more charmed with him than you've ever been by anyone. She'll think it's the funniest thing she's ever seen. Probably she'll want you to stay on in Gion just so she can see more of it."
"But Mameha-san, how am I going to make Hatsumomo think I'm fascinated by him?"
"If you can't manage such a thing, I haven't trained you properly," she replied.